I would like to call this meeting of Board of Equalization back to order from recess. First order of business that we have listed at 8:15 is Missouri Hotels LLC. As a matter of fact, if I'm looking at this correctly, we have a number of properties. No?
It's one aggregated property. I think there are three parcels.
Oops, how can we set up for a microphone here if we're not?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm...
This is the appeal to Stone Castle Resorts, which we heard the prior year. I did not hear those again. One of them was withdrawn, and I believe it was. You did what?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the response.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't hear this. Couldn't hear the
this one. Is not us.
This is not us.
Okay.
Okay, he said this is.
If you remember, they appealed Stone Castle Resorts, which we had heard the prior year, so we couldn't hear it again. There was another parcel that he withdrew. I have since talked to him, and he said he talked to the owner, and he would like to bring that one back up again. So that's at your discretion. You've already denied it. And then the last one is the Dockers Inn, which is that one right there, which you have rule on, but we were giving him another chance to come before the board.
Is this by phone?
Yes.
And what number do I call? Then I need to set that up. Assessor.
Oh, that mine?
Yeah. Christy, was my code on this 9042? Yeah, you have a number there for me right here? And I'm speaking with?
Guy McCollum.
Who is it?
Guy McCollum. He's the representative.
Please enter your account code.
Might hear that one.
Good morning, Guy McCollum.
Mr. McCollum, this is Ron Houseman with the Board of Equalization. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I am good. I have got you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization can all the members can hear you. And hopefully you'll be able to hear all of us. And the first item of business we have this morning is Dockers Inn, if you would like to address that.
Well, the Dockers Inn is a portfolio purchased some 2 years ago. Last year, I believe, informally the appraisal was submitted. And since then, the property has vacancy rate 68%. It's certainly not... profitable. The adjoining property is also in the same condition, which you all have already heard, and denied the request for. It's all owned by the same entity, but it are two different economic units. I think we made requested value within the application. It was my hope and prayer that the Board of Equalization would make a favorable decision so that I would not have to go to state boards, but I need some relief, or my client needs some relief in this property valuation. Thank you very much.
Tell me about, not Dr. Zinn, but the other one that you said that we had already denied. What is that property?
Stone Castle, right adjacent to the property, two accounts. It was heard, Christy could tell you, I guess it was heard, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, I thought, Christy, I thought this is one that just, no. Said Stone Castle was heard in a previous year, and under the State Tax Commission rules, we can't rehear it the second year in a row. We just have to not hear it.
And I do not do a lot of hotel work in Missouri. I do a lot of skilled nursing facilities. I do that nationwide. This client came to me after he brought that to you last year at Stone Castle and said, hey, I have an appraisal. I have a purchase price below the protested value. He was ignorant of the fact that he could take the state boards, so I'm hoping that I can, even though it was not taken to state boards last year, take last year's valuation to state boards this year. I'm not sure what the law implicitly says, but in this case, this adjoining property apparently was not heard last year, and therefore that's why we have the opportunity to speak to you all this morning.
The information that we have on the wall, is this Dockers?
12210, yes. Yep.
Can you, since we don't have our computer set up for today, can you scroll down on that for me? Thank you.
Well, I understand you're having the same miserable heat we are this morning.
It's pretty stinking hot.
Yep, I saw that.
Where are you at?
I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, but I have a place on Beaver Lake, some 80 miles southwest of you, near Eureka Springs. It's awful hot there. It hit some record highs on the lake, and I know you have too. St. Louis has, where I grew up. So.
We are, normally we're set up with each of us a computer, but we do have it on the wall since it's the last day, and we're trying to look through the information that you forwarded to us. James, do you want to address this?
I don't see what value they're talking
about. Ken, talk into that.
I'm not seeing on the papers coming in here what value you're requesting this board to do.
I believe the value is $900,000. You caught me a little flat-footed. I'm sitting here short of staff. We have a virus going around the office, and not a soul is here, but I'm here, and I'm literally looking for the file as you called. I think we were putting this in about $1.5 million. Hey, Christy, can you tell me that, please, ma'am? Is she in there?
She is, and she's looking.
Currently, it's on at 1.522.
Yes, 1.5. The owner has suggested to me that $900,000 is an appropriate value based upon the fact that it's been 68% vacant for the last 12-month period. I don't disagree with it.
So what's that as a fax?
That's what they're asking.
Yes, they found that. They're looking at that right now.
Thank you very much.
I'm James Strahan, the assessor.
Well,
Mr. McCollum, we're going to go through your paperwork. It's in front of us. And just to sum this up in a nutshell, the owner is noting that because of vacancy, the last 12 months, market, you feel that the value of this property should be established at $900,000 instead of $1.522.
Yeah, my recommendation to the owner was $1,050,000, and that was based upon my conversation with him and looking at the 2017, I pulled up database in your county and looking at the 27 foreclosures there, looking at the increase in occupancy across the board in hotels and your market. I wish you were doing better. I want you all to do better, but literally they're hitting back up with three properties they own, another property right down the street. Plantation, they're handing back to the banker as we speak.
I apologize for not having gone through this packet this morning. One of the individuals on the board is doing that. Is there an appraisal connected with this?
There was last year, and I think the appraisal last year, a two-year-old appraisal said $1.2 million instead of $1.5 million. And I'm only speaking from memory right now, Mr. Strahan, and I don't know if you haven't sworn me in or anything, but I don't like even using recollection.
Gentlemen, do any of you have any questions regarding this? Mr. McCollum, we're going to review this. We will review the file, and within 1 week, Christy, would that be a fair assumption? We will send to you the decision of this board, and if, in fact, we deny this, we will send you the information also, which will show you the procedure as how to take this to the tax commission.
Thank you very much, Mr. Strahan. I appreciate your courteousness, and I will be in Arkansas and Missouri next week. I will come by and introduce myself, and thank you, gentlemen, for your indulgence.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Dick Clark's. We'll get this straight yet. For the record, sir, would you state your name?
Yes, my name is Brett Robal, UPA. I represent Mr. Jim Morris. I'll pass these around if you want to see them. It's a we're just listening to the woes of a hotel. And now we're going to talk about theaters, so probably two sort of industries here in the county that are struggling a little bit more than others. There are no theater cons. And there's a couple theaters for sale. There's been some theaters foreclosed upon. But there really aren't, the theaters aren't moving. If you drive down City States, I know you've seen the theaters for sale. But they're not moving. And so Mr. Morris, back last year, purchased the theater that we're here about today, the Dick Clark Theater. This thing was not out of foreclosure. It was purchased from the lender. I think it was Bank of America. But the difference is this thing was on the market by a national Real Estate Service, Cassidy Curley, also listed locally by Mark Weiss and Chris Benton. And so after being on the market for somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 months, Mr. Morris purchased this property in October 2011 for $2.5 million. And so there is no better comp. That's a market value purchase. And that, by the way, not only included the real estate and the improvements, it also included all of the furniture, fixtures, and equipment that are in that theater, all 970 seats, all the digital equipment. Whatever you see in there was included. And so we are here requesting that the valuation of this property be reduced. It's right around 4.5 now, I believe. 4.4 something, it's a change. It's very close collectively. There are three tax parcels collectively. If you put them together, it's right around 4.5 million. And so we are requesting that we move down to 2.5 million commensurate with the purchase that Mr. Morris completed very closely within 60 days, approximately of the January 1st valuation date. I did go and look a little bit at some other valuations that you all had on some local theaters that may be close. For example, the Jim Stafford Theater, 913 seats, 1.45 million. Shepherd Hills Outdoor Theater, down the road, 900 seats, 2.8 million. The Sight and Sound Theater, I know it's off of 76, but that's 2,000 seats, double what we have, 1.945 million. And so I think when you look at ours, 970 seats is valued at 4.474 million collectively, the three parcels when I add those together. And that's the real valuation, not the assessed value. If that makes sense. If you have a quizzical look on it.
Yeah, because I think you're off on the Sight and Sound. I don't believe that's the accurate number.
Okay.
Because it's divided into three parcels out there, the actual Sight and Sound is.
Okay. Well, the parcel that has the building on it.
Okay. Well, it's really complicated.
That could very well be.
Yeah.
So I think when you look at all this together, especially the purchase price, I think it's more than warranted that this get reduced. I mean, the other thing for your information, the same tenant is there. In 2011, when we took this thing over, that tenant was not paying anything.
Go ahead, sir.
We were able to redo the deal with Legends that 40% reduced left. And so they were paying that much increased value when the place was valued at 4.47 million. They're smart business people. They go out there and say, we could go this, that, and the other place for much, much less money given the market conditions of the theaters in Branson, Missouri. And so ultimately, we had to do a deal with them, which is the best deal that we could put together after fishing this thing around at a 40% reduced clip. And so when you take everything together, I don't see that it supports the 4.4 7 million. And we respectfully suggest it move down to 2.5. It's the three parts we have highlighted there and the two to the right.
When you keep speaking of the 4.5, is that the three parcels combined?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's what you give for the restaurant and the theater, and then the. I'm familiar with the area, but I'm not sure what you own in that. But it's the restaurant and the theater and the.
Yes. Do you mind if I go up here? There's one building on the property right now. It's this building right here. So this building houses all of the retail, I guess if you want to call it that, on site. Parking. And this part's the parking. This was all purchased for parking. And so
is that the old motel that?
There's a little.
There's no motel there. That's all the Dick Clark Theater with the old, used to be George Lindsay's Steakhouse remodeled into it.
Right. Okay. I get it now. Yeah. I couldn't put it all together. I knew.
Yeah.
I know exactly where it's at. But
yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah, these were torn down. This was purchased for parking and torn down.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
All that's left is here's the restaurant area right here. This,
Now, Brett, in your comparables, did the comparables that you picked, did they have the amount of retail that's involved, or are they just straight theaters where people walk in and go to a show?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, obviously, Shepherd Hill does more than just theater. They've got Zipline and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's like that, Science Sound. I don't know the answer to that question. This one obviously does have.
No, you mentioned Jim Stafford's theater.
Oh, I did. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That's correct. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Does Jim Stafford have a restaurant upstairs or a gift shop?
I don't know. Was this open January 1, or was it closed when you guys purchased it?
The Legends was operating. We closed it in late October, early November of 2011. And the only thing that was operating at that point, and the only thing that was operating on January 1st, I mean, they closed it for the season, of course, but the Legends was operating.
What about the restaurants? Were they open? They weren't?
No, sir.
When you guys took over?
No, it was not, because Mr. Patch's outfit was operating.
They bought it in October of 11.
He was operating the Dick Clark's American Manson Grill, and that closed. Mm-hmm. And then
they were paying no rent.
They were paying no rent. That's right. And so David Good runs the Uptown Sun Lease. Now he operates the theater or the restaurant here. My memory is, now that you say that, Mr. Strahan, is that he came in and did open it for a short period of time before the end of the year.
I remember it being closed for a time frame, but I don't remember what time frame it was closed. And that's why I asked you about whether it was January 1.
Was the purchase in 2011 or 2010?
11.
So it's 11.
What month of 11?
October.
October of 11? It was end of October or 1st of November.
November of 11.
Wait, I get this right. Yeah, because we just got to reopen this year. That's right. Yeah, we put the deal together on August 16th of 2011. My memory is it was a 60-day close, so that'd be the middle of October. Okay.
But it had also been on the market since close to the first of the year, spring of the year.
It was on the market, listed by Cassidy Turley in the spring of 2011. That's right. And honestly, the other background of this is before it ever went back to the bank, I know for a fact that the previous owner was doing everything they could just to get out of his for the debt, which obviously did. They came to us, we declined. I think we were sort of the last resort, and nothing happened. So it did go to foreclosure. I think it was foreclosed in the end of 2010, in my recollection, and then went on the market with Cassidy Turley and Weiss and Jim and Hittman.
Further questions, guys? James, any comments?
No, that just, the part about being open or closed, I thought was relatively important for this board to know.
It was definitely not at full capacity on January 1st.
And I guess the only other question, I do have one, is what you keep talking about being listed with Wise and them, what was they listed it? How much did they list it for?
They have to list it for the debt.
And what was the debt?
$6.8 million.
Okay. Wow. Do you know if that debt was substantiated with an appraisal?
I have no idea. Straight on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All I can tell you is when I was, the only reason I keep pointing that out was it's not like it was just listed locally. It was listed nationally. And the only other thing I can tell you is, and the only reason I know that is because when I was talking to Weiss back when we first started working on this deal in August, it was, hey, the listing price is 6.8, but they have to do that for their regs. You can check this for less than 6.8.
The decrease in valuation on that's my only problem with the even number here and having to try to figure out when something's open, the date it was open, and all that. Whenever we're pretty well regulated by the state tax commission on what we can do on this year, and. So if we sit here kind of pondering over what we're trying to think about here, because we have basically three things that we can do on this even number here, that's the reason that we're trying to figure out a listing at a certain price, and we know, understand all that, no appraisal. That the appraisal would have been the big deal for me, because we have to... appraisal kicks it in for us. We can automatically work off something that has an appraisal attached to it on a situation like this. But what I'm trying to say to you, I guess, if you kind of wonder how we're all studying this thing, is because of the only three examples, the even numbered year. That's a problem.
I understand that. All I can tell you is in 2010, 2011, that thing shut down. And the only thing that was operating was the theater itself. In fact, it was so bad that the theater got free rent, paid $0 for a year. And it didn't start paying rent again until January of 2012. And which I'm sure led to, in part, this negotiation that ended up in purchase. And so was that thing up in full capacity on January 1st of 2012? No, sir.
Aside from these three parcels that are tied together, did you have another property to represent this morning?
No, sir.
Gentlemen, can we put this with the other packet that we're going to be going through today for discussion and come back to? Or would you prefer to do it?
Well, yeah, we're behind schedule on it, aren't we? That would be what I would want to do, Ron, is kind of look and see what we can do to help if we can help. But I'm not sure about the, without the appraisal, I'm not sure how I'm going to see this. But
I know you're talking about appraisal, but bringing you tax dollars over here for 52 years. But what's more, when a guy plays on the market for 6 months, or I think more than 6 months, and all over the country it was listed, and it won't bring that price, what makes it?
It's not reflected.
You got an appraisal, but the appraisal don't sell the property. If the worth of it is what someone counts a dollar about to them,
Mr. Morse, I respectfully say, I hear what you say because I understand exactly what you're talking about. I'm saying the appraisal is from it's not the asking price, which we know that they would never get. They had it on the market for that. You've got a certain dollar amount that you want it lowered to, but if we had something comparable in between from an appraisal company, that makes it easier for this board to sit and make that decision.
I understand, but if I was sitting on that board, I would look at the dollar amount that you can buy something for, and everybody in the country can buy it for that. How can you sit there and say it's got to be worth more than that?
I didn't say that. Now, you're misunderstanding.
No,
I'm giving you a reason why it's hard for this board to... We know the 6.5 that you're talking about. It couldn't sell for that, so we know that dollar value is not the dollar value.
Actually, let me state that differently. He's looking for the statutory reason.
Yes.
That will allow him to do something. So that's what we're going to be discussing.
I'm looking for a reason not to go broke after 60 years.
Well, here's what I think, if you want to know. He didn't have a chance to appeal it last year because he didn't own it. In my opinion, it ought to be set at purchase price. That's just one man.
Further discussion? Motions? We will review this when we go through our packet today. We're going to try to make decisions on everything that's been before us and all the other properties that we've set aside today so that we can finalize at least this portion of BOE. And we'll get with you ASAP.
Okay.
Is that fairly stated, gentlemen? Is that right? Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Morris. Good to see you, sir.
I'll stay as long as I can. I'll keep paying. And I'll be gone.
Is our next property just one that James has reviewed, or are we making a call? Okay. I remember. Okay. There goes the story. And this is the one you passed the pictures?
Yes, I passed pictures around.
Let's move to this, Cap Financial Properties, CB2. Is this three BOE numbers?
Yes. They're the ones that has the kind of the messed up deeds where the building sits on two parcels and in a street.
Do you have a recommendation for us?
I had recommended $50,000 worth of damage repair. After seeing the inside, I'm not sure that that should not be increased slightly, but most of the inside repair appears to be just a real good paint job. There are some problems in the kitchen. I provided the photos for you.
Thank you, Bob.
But it'd be up to this board of...
Just give us your recommendation, James.
I would recommend it up that to $75,000 off of the actual appraised value the assessor has it for instead of 50.
James, is it just one parcel you want to take the 75 or just because there's three parcels, right? How do you? It's not $75,000 per parcel.
No, it's per the whole the building, where the building is.
Okay.
But it falls on two parcels.
Right, yeah. I mean.
But he was requesting around $250,000, I think, is something of that nature.
Can you come back to us with the wording on which BOE numbers that comes off of? And that way, well, I'm talking to you, James, but I was pointing at it, so that we can make a motion properly.
She's pulling the parcel up right now.
Okay.
We'll see what it's structured.
Yeah, there's three parcels involved here.
For some reason, it's not one of
the structure.
Okay.
Not that one. That one of the commercial. Yes.
Which BOE number is that? Right there.
Parcel number what? Is that parcel number?
BOE numbers are 18, 19, 18, 5, 15, 1, 3, 10.
Which would be the BOE 0020, I believe, is the right parcel number.
So if that is not the building, that won't be the one we're addressing.
That is the building.
That is the building.
Down, if you scroll down, that one has $500,000 for
commercial. That is it.
That's the building.
That's the building.
So, James, the... You're talking about taking it off the appraised value, not the assessed value.
Yes, right? The appraised value.
Can you give me a calculation?
Can we just do 75 and then you guys, or how are you?
That'd be fine to reduce it, the appraised value by 75,000 as per assessor's recommendation.
All right, I'm going to move that we reduce BOE number 0020 by $75,000 commercial improvement value appraised. I covered all the bases there.
That would be the structure at $424,365.
There you go.
Say that again, James.
$424,365. On the structure value.
Structure only.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to reduce the valuation of BOE ending in number 0020 by 75,000 commercial improved value appraised, which would lower it to total value of 424,365.
Structure value.
Structure value.
We didn't make any previous motions on this, did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It was recommended at 50,000.
Okay. We were talking about the 50,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Chris, now, just to clean up, do we need to cancel? Do we need to deny the other two? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Motion to deny BOE number 0018 0019.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE numbers ending in the last four digits of 0018 and 0019. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Is this? Is this one we've already heard and we put off, or is it one we're calling this morning?
We've heard this one. This is the Stones.
Okay. Then I'll find them. Tell me what day they were here.
The Stones were at 3:45 p.m. on July 3rd. They were postponed then until July 9th.
This is the property that has no utilities to their lots. The road doesn't have the top coat on it, and then no utilities. So it stops.
Do we have any idea how many lots have no utilities?
Move your mouse and I'll show you where it is. Right up to right more on the bend of the curve. Right there, go up on the road right there. Right there, Ron, is where everything left of that road, utilities stop.
See, left. To the left, not below, right?
Right.
To the left?
I'm sorry, to the left.
Okay.
You see where it says Branson, it's highlighted right there? All that is without utilities when I drove over there. Nathan, did you get a chance to go over there?
I did.
Is that right?
I don't know that all utilities are gone because it looked like sewer manholes are in.
I'm sorry.
I suspect that the sewer's in.
Sewer's
I don't
in.
Know about water, but electric is not.
Yeah, electric, and yeah, that's right. You're right. Sewer is in.
But gentlemen, here, if I may pose this comment too, what we have here is a set of lots that are useless, much like Lake Taneycomo Woods, Venice on the Lake, Merriam Woods, all across this county. This just happens to be the upper end. So if we can solve this problem and backtrack it all the way down, look in the paper at how many hundreds of lots are up for sale that are useless for taxes owed against them.
Can you move your mouse over? Go to your left, that one right there. Who owns that? But you get the report. I think those are all just labeled as developer lots.
The problem you get into, and I appreciate your statement that you just made, because I see it on a daily basis. These values was based on what somebody was willing to pay for these lots. These values wasn't just jerked out of the midair, and actually, these values are about 50% of what they paid for some of these lots. Some of these lots sold for as high as $140,000. And the previous BOE of 2011 set values based on sales. They didn't set these values based on a contractor, what they said they was worth. You talk about the other subdivisions throughout the county, they're based on what these values were selling for into January 1, 2011. So the values that is out there has been approved by the Board of Equalization as of January 1, 2011.
So, James, is it fair to say then that based off that, you'd rather not touch any of those lots?
Until reassessment year.
Okay.
You're setting a precedent. I'll just say that to you. You're setting a precedent on every subdivision throughout Taney County where developer owns lots.
Well, also, if you do, some of these are civil matters that doesn't reach within this BOE. If you buy a lot from someone and they have documentation where they say that they're going to furnish power, sewer, all those things, and that's not there, that is for a civil court to decide, not this BOE.
And this, when you make that decision and the state comes down with its ramifications to the rest of the citizens throughout this county based on appraisals that will not come up to their compliance level, I've already got the letter from the state, meaning your action you're taking is actually revealing the entire county as being non-compliant. That means we're too low. Now, this non-compliance is misconstrued out in the community as being we're too high. Well, that's not the case. That's not the case in any way, form, or fashion. It says we're too low. So you're decreasing what the state studies is already saying, we're too low. So a lot of arguments out there are just not true to form on this day and this date.
James, I think you're misunderstanding me. I'm not arguing that we need to lower them. I'm arguing the fact that there's people in this county and probably across this nation that go in here, set up, sell a song and a dance, and then don't perform on it. And this is the upper end of it. You can look in those other subdivision and areas I mentioned, and that is the lower end of it. So I'm not arguing we need to lower them. I'm just saying there's a problem with real estate developers. Maybe there always has been.
You know, I would agree that we really don't need to get into the reassessment process in 2012. And I understand, but you know, the reality is if we should have considered the same kind of discussion last year when we did set the values.
The problem the Board of Equalization has for last year, Jim, is you had to use 2009 and 2010 values, and that didn't reveal the problem. And so when we got values set in 2012, all of a sudden, boom, out here comes this big light. Hey, look what's happening here, and everybody knows it. I know it as the assessor, but we're to a certain point guided by statute that we can't come up against.
I don't remember discussing the lack of utilities to this section of the subdivision last year. But I don't know if we start this, I don't know where we stop.
Or any other subdivision.
Right, just don't know where, and that's my concern is.
Well, I don't like it, but I'm ready to vote to deny them all.
And just clarification, Chris, that's four of them, right, that we have listed. That's all the
branches. Yes. I just have
three. No, that's four. Is that a motion?
If the chair would entertain it, I would move to deny BOEs number 0053, 0023, 0019, and 0018.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE numbers ending in the last four digits 0053, 0023, 0019, and 0018. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
No longer exists.
Is this the detention pond that's been discussed so many times?
Huh? This is separate.
I don't have that information in front of me here, but they're saying that this doesn't have any value.
Did it? We took it off. You're saying
it was deleted. It was a parcel that was deleted in 2010 from the map, but the books never got adjusted. So we brought it before you guys at the commission, and you already removed 2010 and 11. That was on the 12th of July.
Okay. So this is a correction.
It's 2012, we need to get it off the books.
Well, I make a motion. This is a correction. This is something we can do, right? Some of these other issues we've talked about this morning, we can't do, according to state law, and been asked to do. So I make that motion that we remove this and make the correction.
And is the abatement number the BOE number you're saying?
It's 2013-0175.
Okay. I'll second the motion if you don't mind putting that abatement number in there, 2013-0179.
Are you asking that I put that on there? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, Jim. I'm just trying to make the correction.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatement number 2013-0179. Discussion? Did I state that correctly, Christy? It is an abatement? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Next, we have the Kingfish Partners LLC. This is an abatement and an add-on. And it was presented by the assessor's office. It will be an increase. They purchased a mobile home, and they're putting it onto the real estate account. So they're taking off the old bill of $40,660, and then they're adding it back on at $43,480 for 2012.
Now, will they have the opportunity to appeal such a thing, James, or...
The state tax commission.
Yeah, they everybody has that opportunity.
I know, but I'm talking about did they come? This is the last day of the BOE, so they appeal next year.
They'll be extended into the 30-day that you guys have to.
3 days for the last meeting.
Okay. Is that what you're recommending, James?
We've got to move a mobile home in. It's got to be paid for, so we put it on the real estate.
I'll make a motion for approval. I don't have my glasses, Jim. You may even have to give me the number you get your...
0116 and 0115. Is that right?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve abatement and add-on numbers 0116 and 0115. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, and last are the various appeals that were not heard previously and people have requested that we bring them to the commission. The first one is Gregory J. Bonwell. He sent us an application, and I called him and let him know that he had applied past the deadline. And he swore that he was told by a gentleman in the assessor's office that as long as he submitted his appeal by July 31st, he would be okay. And so he is asking to defer.
I don't want that hearsay on record. that what the assessor's office might have told someone.
We have it in front of us. You all have given it to us. Let's take a look at it. Is that all right?
Well, no. I don't know if I want to hear a case that's after the application date. I mean, because how many cases do we have like this?
But the point is that...
Well, I'm just concerned if we open one, we're going to open... I mean, that's why we have a deadline.
This is... There are no others, correct?
There's the three here. Oh, well, Gage and Montwani.
I'm sorry?
Oh, well, Gage and Montwani. It's in your last...
Right, but that's... But what you've presented is just one that we're hearing. If there could be 100 more come, we're not going to...
Well, there could be 100 more, and we still have 2 days left in BOE.
BOE is scheduled to end today? Is this our last hearing?
Yes. July 31st is by statute.
Today's the last day that we schedule BOE. Is that correct?
I don't want to hear that.
I don't need
anything wrong.
Okay. We have a deadline for a reason.
The board's wishes.
Well, I mean,
that's just two. I don't open the door on something that somebody said they talked to. I've run into that here lately, that somebody said, somebody else said, somebody else said. And I just don't want to go into that situation.
So was all three of these cases, none of them made the deadline?
Right. Well, Mr. Montwani, we discussed earlier, he came for parcel occupancy issues. We scheduled him for that. He is now claiming that he needs to be heard on valuation. He was not given a chance to state his appeal on valuation.
But he didn't. He didn't want a valuation when he came before us before.
You talked to him via teleconference.
But he didn't want a valuation. He approached us about another reason, and his reasoning was not a valuation. So I don't want to open that door either.
And then the last one is Carl and Steve Gage.
This was after the timeline.
I'm just one person speaking here on this these cases.
So they had improvements, but the building is gone.
Well, this has to come. This comes under a totally different, totally separate statute. If there's a correction to be made and the building was gone, you can hear the case. These others are valuation problems.
Did they appeal on time?
There is no appeal deadline on corrections through the assessor's office.
But the assessor can make those, correct?
Right.
It doesn't come before the BOE. Right?
Yes, we do, to change the book. We've got to come in front of the BOE.
It's like they called and talked at 2:25 p.m. on July 19th, so it would be after.
You've got two different situations, because you're going to hear two more that's corrections by the assessor's office are right here in my hand. You remember the box full we go through where a building's gone or adjustments made, because we can't be everywhere on January 1, 2012.
Well, let me ask this question. Is this one that you're going to present then?
No.
Do you want to put it in your package?
I can put it in my package, and I don't know. I don't know how it ended up in here, but instead of not in my package.
We can certainly hear it that way. But we're here to hear whatever you have for us, and take however much time. I think that's what we all had decided.
Are you familiar with this? Have you checked it out?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I sent my appraisers out. That's how we knew it was gone.
Okay. I even drove by there, looked at it.
So make sure the three cases that you've got, Montwani we've already heard, but not for value.
Right.
We heard for partial occupancy.
Correct.
If he's a hotel or something like that, correct? Okay. And then Gage
is the one that we just discussed.
Which
is
the structure. And then what's Owell?
We just received his after the deadline.
What's that one about? I mean, I guess if we're going to hear, I mean, we got to know what the circumstances are. Huh.
Kenny, we should probably get a printout on that gauge. I don't know for sure.
I thought it was a motel.
One
of the situations. Motel existence. We'll see what it is. It was torn down for the apartment complex it went in. When they put all, or had planned for all those condos.
Didn't they sell all those at one standard price?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Everything that was in there was subdivision, so.
Right. So I don't think, I mean, we're not going to make any changes on this anyways.
Saddlebrook. Did we not set a value on all those properties, those few lots that fell within Taney County?
BOE of 2011. Did.
That's what this is.
Oh, I didn't know what it even was.
So that decision's already been made, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's right.
I don't know what that was, but I know that we're... Do I hear a motion on Bonewell and Mutwani? The reason I separate out the other is because, as I understand it, you're going to present it in your box of corrections, stack of corrections.
I make a motion to deny those because of request of evaluation.
Deny to hear.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeals by Bonewell and Mutwani. I don't have those numbers. You'll take care of that.
Deny to hear the appeal.
Deny to hear.
Yeah.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Christy?
James, we've got a few things. No, we have this morning some more. The first three or four, we haven't been able to match in those.
Want to go back to those, or hear James's first, or what do y'all? Prefer to do.
My comment on the Dick Clark's, the grill and all that, I don't see how you can revalue the property when they purchased in October of 2009. It's almost halfway through the assessments, the cycle. And with no appraisal affecting the date of January 1st, I don't see how we can take any action.
Very simple, Jim. The fact that they give so much for the property and there was so much again the property, a simple appraisal would have made our decision very easy.
A lot easier.
And we can't do those kind of things whenever just off of because somebody says, well.
I mean, I know that, I can ask James, let me ask you a question. Just because of a theater, not this one, another theater is for sale and not occupied, you still value it for the value, correct?
Yeah, we do construction costs. We don't do.
Right. So, and it's commercial or not? I mean.
Sure.
So.
Well, we're setting it for January 1st, 2011.
Right.
Right.
And he was talking about January 1st, 2012. Right.
12.
Mm-hmm. Right.
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 In the even number. I tried to get that out. I didn't know whether I had done a very good job or not. It's an even numbered year.
The reality is you'll probably make an adjustment, James, probably. January, you'll look at this property in January 1st of next year, and it may see a reduction, but.
You remember that couple that was in here that lived over in Smoke Tree Hills on the corner?
Yes.
They bought a house, no appraisal. We lowered it to purchase price. Don't ask me their name, but.
Well, there was more than one that we did that with.
I mean, we've done it this year.
But the thing you want to remember, too, they bought it at arm's length. This was bought from a financial institution. And there was lots of properties involved when this was purchased, because you heard the others in 2011, the Rowdy Beaver, the motel, the piece of property below. This was the only property at the time you heard the 2011 that the deal hadn't been made on yet, that it hadn't finalized. Because if you look at your information provided here, you'll see that this was made August 20-something of 2000. His signature is notarized as August 16th, 2011 on your back page.
Right.
So that was after the BOE, and here you, where you heard the other three cases.
And I think that couple in Smoke Tree Hills, we didn't set it for their purchase price.
We did.
Actually, I think we set it valuation of the properties that they were pointing out. Right. I think that's right.
They pointed out about three. They had three examples.
Right.
That they pointed out, and we put it at that those appraisals, or those
valuations.
Which fell under the correction process because we had three that were just
still valuable.
Well, I think the main point of this one is we have no evidence of what this property was valued at January 1st, 2011, other than what James has. I mean, they provided us no appraisal.
I stand corrected. We lowered it lower than their purchase price. They paid $149,350. We lowered it to $148,741.
Discussion?
I'm going to move. Chairman, will you let me make a motion?
Absolutely.
Move to deny BOEs number 002, 003, and 004.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeals of BOE numbers ending in 002, 0003, and 0004. Discussion.
I think we already denied those. We were just doing it again.
What?
Yes, we were giving them another opportunity.
I hope not.
Actually, you may be right.
Yes, we've already denied them.
So why did they come back before us?
Because they didn't have a chance to verbalize.
They were just getting.
Withdraw the motion.
Less than 24-hour notice.
Okay. So they are. They stand denied right now.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to take my motion.
First one that we heard today, he has to go on to the State Tax Commission on. That's the one that had the two.
parcels.
Didn't we deny
him the other day, and it was the day you and Jeff were absent. I think it was a 3-0 vote.
Already denied. That's already denied too?
Yes.
Then we're done. Except for James' stuff.
Is that where you want to go, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Uh, 19-5.0-15-
James, give me just a second.
Okay.
Can you start over?
Yes.
Okay.
19-5.0-15-000-001.001L. This is a little building that was out at Long Creek Dock, and they tore it down back in the process of building the new condominium setup, and my guys just missed it because it was a lease and the building hadn't existed for some time. But we're asking that you remove that building for 2012. They have no reason to pay on something that's not there.
That is, was it commercial, and when did they tear it down?
We don't have the date of tearing down. I just asked Kenny, and he said it could have been gone as high as 2 or 3 years. It was out there where they just tore down all the surrounding area, and it just was missed because it was a lease number.
Well, here's my question. Tearing it down voluntarily or tearing it down because of a tornado, it was a commercial property?
Yes.
So?
Wait. It's a residential structure.
It was residential?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Move to approve requests. We don't have an abatement number, right? Motion to remove structure on said parcel.
Is there a second?
I'm using it because of occupancy.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the valuation as designated under 19-5.0-15-000-000-001.001L. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Uh, 08-1.0-02-001-007-007.000. This is a structure in Merriam Woods that had actually been assessed to a parcel adjoining, so it's a double assessment, and the structure needs to be removed to land only of appraised value $2,256 for the lot.
And that value of the lot didn't change?
The value of the lot did not change.
So
we're just
taking the structure off?
Yes.
Motion to remove structure off the said parcel.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to remove the structure off of 08-1.0-02-001-007-007.000, leaving the valuation at $2,256. Is that assessed valuation, James?
$2,256 is appraised. Right. I'm sorry.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Abstain. Voting on it.
17-3.0-05-001-022-006.000 is a house that was involved in the flood. The owner had come in and said he had completed tearing it down on July 13th, 2012. In our office, we used the occupancy and decreased to 57% as a proration basis. But I'll leave that up to you guys on what you want to do with that.
Just clarification. So the structure was officially torn down July 12th.
July 13th, yeah.
July 13th. And but he hadn't been living in it because it's been damaged.
Right, hadn't been living in it. That's why I say we're using occupancy on our end. You guys can do whatever you want to on your end.
Okay. Well, it's not been habitable since the flood.
Right.
Well, we have a certain date set that we set ourselves, didn't we? It was May, I forget exactly what the BOE did on the first point, but this is a totally different situation if it couldn't get in there at all. I mean, what we did was this complete demolishment right. by so storm question, or fire. Or
the question is, we can't go back to 2011.
Right.
So we could take it off for the entire 2012 if we wanted to because it wasn't habitable.
That would be my suggestion, but I can't do that.
Okay.
As my.
What's the valuation of the land?
The land is left on at $5,000.
$5,000 even?
Yes, appraised.
I'm going to move that we remove structure for the entire 2012 on said parcel.
I'm going to second that, Jim.
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the valuation of 17-3.0-05-001-0022-006.000 to the land value of $5,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Just for note, I'd like to know what that date is that we set.
I think that changed with your occupancy. You had it set by the end of May at one time.
Of 2011.
Right.
I couldn't remember when it was.
It was late April, May. It ended up being in May.
Yes, in May. Did we make a decision on the gas line that came in here and claimed they wasn't going to, they give us a value and then they said they wasn't, they made the decision on that? Okay.
Is that James?
I think so.
Kept the one on the gauge.
Huh?
That was the first one.
We did it?
Oh, they do have that personal property involvement, though. We closed the book on personal property at $127,322,832. But since that time, we've continually to run this. It kind of sets a false impression to the schools on what they have in personal property because it's run on every day. Mm-hmm. So at this point, as of 7/26/2012, that personal property is up to $130,479,127, which is an increase of over $3 million to the personal property, which will be reported in the 11A, I'm assuming, at that point. I just want to make you aware of what increase has come to that personal property because it is a big importance to the schools in setting their levies.
That's nothing we need to take action on, is it?
I think you can increase it to the book, can't they, Donna?
You do it. Okay. It's open the whole time.
Right.
You don't need to take any action.
Okay.
How is that?
We had an $8 million loss in personal property. All counties throughout the state of Missouri had huge losses in personal property. So in turn, the schools are pretty excited in their budgetary process on what's going
to
happen there.
I've already explained to the schools that the income negative value would be zero, according to Vicki Webb at the State Tax Commission. We're not even going to show it on our reports that we send to them. Whenever we get ready to do some new programming with our new program, we need to change the reports that you're doing to reflect any changes in annexation. In other words, if an individual is currently in a Branson school district and changes to a Forsyth school district, that moves that personal property value from one political subdivision to another. That's the value that the State Tax Commission is requesting, not the change from one year to another. They don't do that calculation until after Form 11A, and they do that based on the information that I send them, not on your new construction forms.
Well, it's a pretty exciting fact when you receive it from the schools that they've lost $8 million. That's a lot of tax dollars. That's assessed valuation. So they need to know it.
When you submit the forms to the schools, that has all that information on it, correct?
I send the report that James does, the new construction report.
Right.
However, they don't need that information anymore because we don't do the process that way. On personal property, what they're looking for is de-annexations and annexation. And what we've been giving them is what's been entered into the personal property books as of that date. So it could have a negative if people haven't turned in their forms.
Right.
Or if I think you said that you had a lot of business, personal property hadn't been entered yet. So that number is not really a number that they need to look at. They need to look at annexations and de-annexations. They need to look at where you have moved from one political subdivision to another. That change in value, not whether or not the forms have been turned in. I don't even know if...
Business personal's not included in the valuations of the books that go out?
He said he didn't have... There were some that hadn't been entered at the time that he done the report. I guess I hadn't turned it in or something.
Yeah, we've had the slowest year ever from the business world.
Yeah, that's why it was so... such a high negative number.
So are we adjourning then the session?
Does any member of the board have any parcels that need to be discussed or rediscussed? There's nothing further from the clerk's office or from the assessor's office?
Not at this point.
Would we more properly be in compliance by recessing or by adjourning?
Yeah, nothing else from the assessor's office. Nothing, no other appointments have been set. I think we're time to adjourn.
Do we need to approve minutes?
Yes.
We'll look at your minutes?
Or? Yes. If we have to approve them.
Do we want to recess and approve the minutes tomorrow then?
No, we won't have a board here.
No, we won't have a board.
Yeah.
I'll have to get them generated from
the
program.
How long
would
that take?
I'm not sure. I'll have to contact
them. My point is, can it take place in the next 23 minutes?
Not if we have to put in today's, too, and then ask if the report has to be generated. I mean, I can try.
Well, technically, aren't we supposed to approve the minutes? I'm asking.
No.
We have tried to do that in the past. It's just that we have a final date that we have to get, and
we've never been able to get that last day's information in there.
Can we?
We can give you everything that we can print today.
Will you submit said report to me as chairman, or submit it to each of the board members and send it to us then? Because I know that we have voted on each one of the actions, and we have voted on everything, correct?
Okay. Can we adjourn?
We can adjourn.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is that after review of the minutes, can we adjourn on a teleconference? Have we done that before? I don't know whether we did.
But
say we could review the minutes and then have a teleconference on the 30th or the...
Tomorrow.
And couldn't we do that? I mean... That'd give us a chance to...
You'll have to post it. We'll have to post it really quick.
Nathan, Jeff would.
They could do it at 9:40. In the morning.
Gentlemen, I'm pretty free.
Well, technically, if we don't have to do it, I don't see that it's an issue.
Mr. Houseman, did you do it when you were in the park?
Pardon?
Did you guys do it when you were in the park?
Yes.
You feel more comfortable with that?
No, I'm asking.
We've done it with previous POEs. We just presented it to them.
Does 10 o'clock work for you all tomorrow for a teleconference?
Yes.
Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
What time, Jeff? 10? Will 10 a.m. work?
I'm going to fire your staff to post it for the commission, and we'll post it after my board for us.
Okay. And you'll let us, you'll email whatever you got sometime today.
So there'll be two things, approval of BOE minutes, summer BOE minutes, and adjournment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'll be posted that way.
Then I suggest we stand in recess until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'll be here to initiate that call with you, Christy.